Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Hrvoje Pukšec.
Yeah, great pronunciation. Great.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. And you were here at CineLink, and you gave a talk yesterday, which unfortunately I could not attend. But maybe you would like to maybe give us a brief overview of what the topic of the interview was.
Yes, what we did yesterday, what I did, and together with my colleague Tina Hayan, actually in the beginning of the year, we started a program called Secret Art Cinema. It is based in Croatia, and we kind of used what we had, and we had some experience in festival business, and also the luck that Croatia has a network of digitized cinemas. And that was like a basic, our beginning, let's say it. So, and going around a lot of festivals during the years, both Tina and me figured out that there are so much films that are going under the radar, or not only that, they are totally invisible for Croatian audience. Because of several reasons, and usually those are the films that that deal with artists, architects, designers, craftsmen. So all these creative industry, let's say, or creative part of our lives, they're usually documentaries. And in Croatia, we have very, very vibrant and rich festival scene. We have it's a small country for 4.23 million people living there, but we have like 30 something. Almost every city has at least one film festival. I think it's 36 or 37 that are funded by either government or local authorities. So this festival scene is very strong. We have also national television that has its own program for third channel for cultural programs. But still, even with this kind of basis, films that we were interested in were not shown, because, you know, for the festivals, they're not from festival circuit. National television, when buys films, those kind of films, buys usually BBC production, or, you know, high-end production, let's say it. So, and or rely on their own production. Commercial televisions are not interested in it, of course, in those kind of films. And then we said, okay, we have to do it, because those are great films that we really strongly feel that should be showed in Croatia. And so we did, the next step is we did a counterintuitive thing. Because when you take a film that's, and that was, you know, that was a bit risky, and it was a lot of risk, you know, in it. I mean, it was a decision, it was a concept, and so we did it that we are not going to say everything that we can say about the film, but we will give a lot of details, but without the title itself. So it, in a way, I mean, it is kept secret, that's why secret, but the focus is on art. Arts and cinema, so we use those films, and we played a lot of different things, and now it's in different segments. So I would try to short it up, because it's a bit maybe complex. I don't know. So we had the first film we started to, which is The Infinite Happiness. It's a film about a building, 8 house in Denmark, in Copenhagen. And it's a great building, great film. What we did is that we took that film and we showed it to the architects in their own home, in House of Architecture, called Oris, from Zagreb. So in a way, we used it. We used their network of the people who we think that should see that film, and we had the full house. But we accompanied that with several other things. For instance, we knew we wanted to make an exhibition, a photo exhibition. And what we did, we just put hashtag Instagram 8house, and we saw there were a few thousand photographs of it. Yeah, and then we went through, we made like a selection of 200 best And then we just started to write emails, you know, okay, we are Tina and Hrvoje from Pari Picule. We have this Secret Art Cinema program. We would like, if you want to be part of the exhibition, if you give us the right to. And then when we reached the number 50, because we knew we need 50 photographs, we got 50 yes, that's it. We had an exhibition, you know. So the leaflet or the flyer, it wasn't just a blank, it wasn't just a piece of paper on a table or on a chair. We did origami chairs, you know. We folded it as an origami chair because we knew there would be our architects and designers, yeah. So that's the thing, that we are just, you know, putting these small films around I think original creative package, and we go directly to the audience that we are interested in. And on top of it, beside projections in Zagreb, which is capital city and of Croatia, and we are very centralized country, we did side projections simultaneously in other cities.
At the same time,
yeah.
Same day, same time.
And in each city there was also a exhibition. So we need 50, so we could, no one would see every photo. So we mixed it, you know. So each got, I think, 30, something like that. Yeah, 30. Yeah, yeah. So and then in every venue, I mean, in outside Zagreb, those were in cinemas, as I said, Digitized Cinema Network. So we brought an architect to give an introduction, a bit of a lecture about. Of course, they saw the film earlier, and so they talked about the building, the society. You know, everyone got different aspects of it. Also, the same thing we did it in Zagreb with our urbanist and architect. So that's basically it. We had like similar three situations. Because the other two films beside The Infinite Happiness were Maiko, Dancing Child, about a ballerina and, from Japan who works in Norway, and she's becoming a mother, and she has finally got a chance to be a swan in a
black swan.
In what she,
the famous Tchaikovsky.
So and we did it on the Mother's Day, you know, because it's a film about motherhood both, and about ballet. So and we also had Peter Lindbergh, the Eye, film about Peter Lindbergh, the famous photographer. And you know, we did similar thing as we did with the first one, like with this Peter Lindbergh, the Eye film. The audience didn't know that when they all come out of the theater, there will be a professional photographer with professional equipment and a model. And they had an opportunity to try themselves, you know. Today everybody's photographer with smartphones, you know. But, you know, these were professional,
the set.
And, okay, you do it. The photographer had to be there just to assist them, you know, with technicalities. But, you know, okay, do it. You know, so we're engaging people, trying, you know, to actually fall into their lap. So, yeah.
Is this a way to see if audiences would be interested in watching films that maybe they wouldn't even know exist, by kind of focusing on the way in which they are exhibited and being creative about the way in which they are promoted?
Yeah, well the thing is that first thing we noticed is that the audience that was coming to our projections are actually the people who don't go to cinema anymore. Because I think they feel that there's not, there are no films for them, you know. So it would be, I don't know, which is a regular cinema where how old he or she is, but I think it would be something between 15 and 20 something. Yeah, I don't know. So
multiplex.
You know, it was 40 plus the core audience, which is great, actually, you know, because then you know that's it. We pinpoint them and just went there. So, yeah, I mean, of course, not everything was peachy. I mean, with the architects and designers, we had great feedback because they're very interested and engaged, and it was a full house. It was great audience on this Maiko, Dancing Child, with the dancers, but still, there would be more struggle, you know, because they're less interested maybe in visual media as film is than maybe artists. But this was really good, but still, you know, so...
an idea, but also as well that maybe you're addressing the distribution system and the way in which films are distributed.
Yeah, absolutely, because I mean those films are wouldn't be distributed definitely wouldn't be distributed because the way that the distribution works is, you know, in a way I think they're expecting the film to sell them like, you know, themselves. Yeah. So and they really don't have time to do, because this is all, I mean, this is not costly thing, you know. I mean, the ideas don't cost a thing, you know. It's just besides time, you know. And they don't have time dealing with all so many films simultaneously, you know. And we, I mean, I ended my introduction of this yesterday. That, you know, it's all. I didn't use a single big word. I mean, in my speech because. It's all about, it's how to do it, you know, how to tailor-made the projection, how to make a link with the audience, how to, I mean, all those big words, you know, independent films, alternative screening, locations, I mean, it's all that, and it's nothing about that, you know, because it's just, you know, you have to be creative, and you have to, actually, it's a thing that, you know, we are trying to get the most that we can from one film, you know, just one film. And that's it, you know, we are not interested actually to doing, I know, and also it is in monthly, it was only a monthly thing, you know, because it's not something that you'd be every day, of course, or every week, so even the monthly it was a bit tiring and exhausting, because we are a very small team, so we had to do it all by ourselves, and in a way, you know, the creativity is like that, you know, it's a spur of a moment, it's not something that you're used to it.
The less bureaucracy and stuff, and the less people are involved in the creative process, the better, and the more exciting it is. I think this is a really good idea, and one of the reasons why I love it so much is because it plays with the actual space as well as the film itself. So you're getting creative with the idea of going to watch a movie, and there's nothing, it's more creative than technological in a sense that you're not like playing with you know, phrases that are already made, like VR is the future of cinema. No, you're using films, and that's what I like about it.
Thank you for that.
So thank you for talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, and big hi to your audience.
Yes, absolutely. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.